we decided to include the software, and we wondered what the effect would be of playing your personal frequencies through the rejuvenation cube. Could you comment on this?
It is an area of much conjecture and study, and will likely be going on for many years to come. It appears to be generally enhancing and helpful. The interesting area that is particularly complex could be generally categorized as a speeding up of karma, where energies have a connection into some personal basis of blockage, emotional blockage, a particular karmic lesson, an energy associated with the past life that you have deliberately pushed out of your consciousness when you came into this life, etc. Then there does seem to be a significant speed up as the software does its job and individuals make various shifts and changes in their lives. They would generally become aware of what is happening. They would recognize how the energies as they are moving are connected to those things that they were thinking of, and it would all make sense. Then all of a sudden, as a result of the speeding up of karma process, something appears, seemingly out of left field. The individual recognizing a seeming coincidence in their life, a sudden energy they are completely unfamiliar with, an emotion they have never felt or processed before, a person coming into their life that they had not counted on or recognized, or some energy that was in some way different from anything they had seen before. When this shows up, most individuals might find it a bit disturbing because it has no connection to that which has occurred before. But the synergistic effect, the energies of the more generalized and the more specific or personal, as these work together, this speeding up effect takes place. If individuals can simply recognize this underlying idea, there are no accidents, is sometimes stated. There is a reason or a purpose for this. It might be of value. What's right about it? As a useful question to ask. These sorts of little hints are so valuable to remind you of all of the possibilities that what is showing up in your life is valuable, must be somehow intrinsically a part of what is showing up in your life in this device, the consciousness aspect connected at all levels. Recognizing that all things are connected, there are no accidents, that there is something right about it, you can then make a little more sense of what shows up. Sometimes this can be as simple as something that you are feeling in that moment, and that makes it a little easier, but sometimes it would seem unconnected. The reason this occurs is that most individuals have already, in their programming for this life, the idea that if something shifts significantly, the blocks that they have placed towards their memory of what had occurred in a previous life are removed. The memory of this will not be removed all of a sudden, completely, where they have the full conscious memory. Rather, it will be removed energetically first, emotionally second, and then with various thoughts and sense of it somehow relating to something in the past, or perhaps a simple feeling like deja vu or familiarity, particularly when they are around somebody who is new to them and suddenly produces this effect within them as if a tingling sensation, warming sensation, ringing sensation, something reminding them that something here is showing up. Intent here is not so much to understand this effect. That is really not going to be possible at this stage. And you see why there is so much conjecture and discussion about it, but rather simply to be open to this possibility of a speeding up of karma and what is to be done about it. Most importantly, the most important thing to be done, basically nothing, to go with it, to absorb it, to feel it, to recognize it, and in fact, to refrain from taking action. The tendency when karma shows up for an individual is to take action and thus perpetuate further karma. The only exception to this, of course, would be where the karmic action itself was then generated as a sequence of cause and effect difficulties because the person took no action. For instance, you were witnessing a death that you could have prevented, and you chose to do nothing. When this is then brought to you again in this life, you would have the feelings associated with it, but you would not have the action. There would not be in front of you anyone to stop from killing someone else. So the situation would be quite rare that no action would be a problem. If in opening to what is occurring, receiving it, feeling it, and so on, the individual has a deeper insight into their nature, then what has been accomplished without the necessity for any actual karma, any actual doing, any furthering of the effect, this is the desired action. Usually, it is also the reason individuals keep the karmic action from themselves. When you come into this life, you do not want to overwhelm yourself with all of the memories of the past. So when you are able to receive them, first you pick them up energetically. Those energies as something in your body, perhaps, in your health, something that changes your outlook, that gives you some innate additional capability, the opportunity to heal someone else, for instance, or to share energy. Then you begin to recognize it emotionally, having various energies move through that have their effects upon you. Sudden crying, sudden outbursts that seem not to relate to anything. And even when you begin to understand them and accept them, they are not so much related as merely triggered by outside events or what is going on around you. As you work through this, what naturally occurs is the idea, know yourself. Have a sense of who you are. Recognize the truth of your being. Once you have this, you then realize more of the actual events associated with it. But those are not so important as the idea of knowing yourself. This ability to know yourself is something that is under tremendous scrutiny and conjecture, argument, and other things by beings who are studying and working with this technology. No technology has the ability to do this to a person. But to set up a situation, to invite the individual, to give a greater opportunity for this, to make it easier, to make it such that the individual can do this in a position of greater safety. All of this seems entirely possible within technology, and for this you are certainly working with the forerunner in this regard. Sorry to make things a little more confusing. Obviously, working with all of these energies, there are more questions than answers. But you begin to recognize here the importance of this connectedness, the sense that whatever is showing up does have to do with the person's readiness, the ability now to work with these things. Does this make sense?